Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Deer Season Daily. It is November 19th. We've got a short update for you today. We are going to talk some shop, nothing from the news, weather movement predictions, as always. And then the tip of the day has to do with being mobile. We've talked a little bit about that throughout the last couple months, and I'm going to talk about that some more at the end of this episode, so stay tuned for that. But before we get into it, don't forget our partner for these is Racks Big Game Supplements. You can go to racksmineral.com and check out everything they have to offer: protein blocks, pelletized feed, meal feed, minerals. The feed options are only available at your local dealer, which you can also find on the website. Our website is ridgehunteroutdoors.com. Anything you find on there that you want to try out, if you find apparel or scent or anything that's on the website, you can use the discount code RHOPOD, that's all caps, no space, and get 10% off your entire order. All of our content can be found on the website as well. If you're on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment, all that kind of stuff. If you're on audio only, follow, leave a review. All that helps us out a ton. And it doesn't take you but like 2 seconds. I think on Spotify, literally, you just hit 4 or 5 stars or whatever you think of the show. Maybe it's 2 stars. I think that's all you have to do on Spotify. And Apple Podcasts is pretty easy, too. So we'd appreciate you guys doing that. So, like I said, I got a short update. All that's really new, out of the ordinary, I suppose, with RHO right now is Hunter's video from the hunt that I was talking about with her, where she got her chance, came out yesterday. So you guys can go check that out if you haven't yet. It was an awesome hunt, just a classic rut hunt, buck parade. We didn't see any giants, but we did end up seeing a pretty nice one, chasing some does around, grunting, running them back and forth through open food plots, back into the brush, back in the timber. It's just a really cool hunt, and we got a good encounter in that one. So you guys can go watch that video. I think it turned out pretty good. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. So, talking shop, it's been staying pretty steady. Yesterday and the day before, both pretty similar. Several does, a lot of bucks. Several really good bucks have come in the last couple days. Again, I mean, that's been pretty par for the course. It seems like we're getting, you know, a few really nice bucks every week right now. Every few days, they're starting to come in. Guys are seeing them bumping does. Guys are seeing them cruising, coming off of does. I do think from what we've been hearing and what we've been seeing now in the last few days, we are getting on the backside of lockdown, as you would expect. I mean, it is the 19th now, so I would say for sure throughout the region, overall, we're probably out of the peak lockdown phase. So that is a good thing because the hunting should get easier. Those bucks are going to be acting way more like they did early on in the rut. And don't forget about those scrapes, too. I talked about that a couple episodes ago, I think. So nothing on the news today. I didn't even look. I wasn't going to add that one in. I thought I'd keep this one a little bit shorter as we're winding these down. So weather and movement predictions. Low of 48 today, high of 57. It is supposed to be cloudy all day. Not very windy. Northeast is what they're calling for. North-northeast at 3 to 5 miles an hour. Pretty much all day. The clouds are going to hurt your thermals some in the morning. I think you will have some thermals in the evening, as always. The pressure is supposed to be around 30.19 all day, so fairly high pressure. It might be a pretty good day. I would rather it be like 35 degrees and sunny, I think, with those winds, maybe a little bit more wind, if I was being real picky. But for November 19th, 48 degrees in the morning with the 30.19 pressure should be okay. I don't know that it's going to be the greatest day ever because, like I said, it could be a little bit colder. So it's not quite those temps we like to see for really good movement. But it's also not raining like it was yesterday, so that's a plus. And it's not going to be too hot. So definitely, of course, as always goes for the rut, if you have a doe come by that he's behind or a hot doe, one of the few left in your area, you're going to have a really good hunt. If not, you might have a tough hunt. But I think if you're, especially over a food source, you're going to start seeing those does come back out to food in the evenings, especially the ones that have been bred. And the bucks know that, and they're coming to look for the ones that haven't been. So that could be a good place to be again, back on those food sources in the evening here. Over the next few days, I think you're going to start to see those heat up again, just like you will some of those scrapes that were active earlier in the year. So that takes us to the tip of the day, and it kind of has to do with those does. If you see a hot doe go by out of range, don't be scared to move. How do you know she was a hot doe? Well, usually it's a single doe by herself. Doesn't really matter right now if it's a big fawn or a big adult doe. She'll usually be by herself. And then there will almost always be at least one buck shortly after her, whether it's a immature buck, a small buck, or a big mature buck. Either way, you'll see her go by, and then bucks start filing through after her. So the scenario I'm thinking of is you're sitting in a tree stand, and you see a doe go by 100 yards away, and she's got three little bucks that come by directly after, right after that. It is very likely that the next buck that comes, or that any buck you want to shoot that comes by will come by on her trail. They know they can cut. That's what they do. They cut those trails. As soon as they smell that there's one in heat that went through, they're probably going to go through that same area trailing her. Not always. You could absolutely have one come cruising by that didn't catch her scent, and you might still be okay in your tree stand. But if she goes by, like I said, 100 yards, 150 yards, or something like that, and you can, I wouldn't just sit there and hope that he will be closer if she was that far away. If you're in a stand, don't be afraid to get down and go shoot him off the ground. Like, if you can do that, if she went by on your property that you're supposed to be hunting and you can get over there, I would absolutely do that, especially like in Illinois with the gun season coming up this weekend. I know some states are already in their gun season, but other states haven't started yet, but we're closing right in on it. Like Illinois, for example, starts this Friday. So it's time to push the envelope as much as you can, as much as you're comfortable doing, because things are going to be a lot harder most places after this weekend. So if you got to take a little bit more risk to try to get it done, these are the next few days to do it, in my opinion. Next couple days, I guess, now. So absolutely, if you see one go by, I would go over and get within bow range of the trail that she went on. Move to the movement is a phrase that you hear a lot when talking about hunting the rut, and I've said it and we've talked about it. You always got to be where the deer are during the rut. If there's not deer around, you got to go somewhere else. But that doesn't always have to mean move farms or go to a different property or a completely different spot. It could mean, like I said, moving as little as 100 yards just to get closer within bow range of that movement. Obviously, in gun season, that gets a lot easier because if she's within 100 yards, you're probably okay as it is. If she's within 200, maybe you got to just close 100 and you're not even really worried about spooking anything. So move to the movement, even if that means just going 50, 100 yards to get within bow range of a hot doe that went by. I think if you guys do that, you're not going to sit there and watch him go by and wish you had moved. You're going to get a shot when he does come by, and it might turn into one of the best hunts you've ever had. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to this Deer Season Daily. We got a few left, so make sure you stay tuned for those and hit that subscribe button so you know when they come out in the mornings, and I will see you guys again tomorrow.